Good afternoon, everybody. So yesterday, someone came over to me in the base medrash and told me that there was a new apartment building that was just built in a very prominent frum community. And apparently the way it was built was that there was a Jewish builder, non-religious Jewish builder, who had a lot of non-Jewish craftsmen or whatever, working for him. And they put up the building, and it's a beautiful building in a wonderful neighborhood. And someone went to one of the prominent rabbanim in the neighborhood and asked him, and then the building was sold to a frum Jew, I think that was the story. And then someone asked one of the prominent rabbanim in the neighborhood, what he thinks about the building. And he said, it's usher to ever set foot in there. So the shaila is, why would it be usher to ever set foot in there? What would be the issue? I should have mentioned the non-frum Jewish builder who had it built was, the building was going on Shabbos as well. So where does this come from? So where it actually comes from is a line in Shulchan Aruch. I'll read it to you in Siman Reish Mem Dalet Siv Gimel. Im banu einam Yehudim li Yisrael bayis b'Shabbos. If non-Jews built a house for a Jew on Shabbos, b'Isser, in violation of Shabbos, nachol nahachmir shalo yichnasu bo. The proper thing is to be machmir, never to go into that house. Asr to set foot in it. That's what the rabbi said. So now there's a difference between Asr and Nachon Lahachmir, granted, but still, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say V'yesh Omrim Sheino Nachon Lahachmir. He just quotes Nachon Lahachmir, that it's appropriate to be Machmir. The Mishnah Berurah adds that that applies not only for the Jewish family that the home was built for, but for any Jewish person, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's Nachon Lahachmir never to go into it. So the Magen Avraham in Siv Katan Yud over there writes, however, Bibach Kasav, Dibikabla, that if the way it was built was with a contract arrangement and not with a schir yom arrangement, then b'diavad it's going to be mutter. Now, most of the time, contractors work with, they're called contractors, right? They work with a contract arrangement, not with a schir yom type of arrangement. What's the background to all of this? So the background is as follows. There is a broader sugya called Maisa Shabbos. The Gemara in Ksubas Tav Lamed Dalet tells us that there's a machlokas whether Maisa Shabbos, when a Jew does malacha for you on Shabbos, is that an Issa D'Oraisa to get benefit from it, an Issa D'Rabbanan to get benefit from it. We paskin it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and the Gemara in several places, in Baba Kamma and Ksubas and Chulin, has a dispute between the three-way machlokas tanoim as to the parameters of the Isra of Maisa Shabbos. One shita is the shita of Rav Meir, and that is that if the malacha was done b'shogeg, then there's no Isra whatsoever. You can get benefit. The case is mevashal b'Shabbos. If someone cooked on Shabbos b'shogeg, you can get benefit from it right away, says Rav Meir. But if it was done b'mezid, then you're not allowed to benefit until Motzai Shabbos. Then you can eat the cooked food. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, you're never allowed to benefit from something that was done on Shabbos, but you have to wait until Motzai Shabbos, even if it was done b'shogeg. But if it was done b'mezid, then the person who did it can never get benefit from it, and everybody else can get benefit on Motzai Shabbos. And then Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, the most machmir, that if it was done b'shogeg, other people could benefit from it on Motzai Shabbos. The guy who did it can never benefit from it, but if it was done b'mezid, it's usher forever for everyone. No one is allowed to get benefit from it. So how do we paskin? So one thing that everyone agrees is we don't paskin like the most machmir shita. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Asander. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the middle view. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch writes, HaMevashel b'Shabbos o Sha'asa Achas Mishar Melach o Shabbos. If a person did Bishul or any of the other malachas of Shabbos, b'mezid aser lo li'olam, l'acher mutzer l'motzai Shabbos miyad. If he did it b'mezid, he can't get benefit from it, but everybody else can as soon as Shabbos is over. U'bishogeg, and if he did it b'shogeg, aser bo b'yom gam l'acher mutzer gam lo miyad. And by motzai Shabbos, it's all going to be mutzer. Tosos and the Vilna Gaon are even more makil. They follow the most makil opinion. Rabbi Meir, who says that everything is mutter on Motzai Shabbos, and he doesn't aser at all, even on Shabbos, if it was done b'shogeg. Now, nobody paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler like the most machmir shita. Shulchan Aruch paskins again like the moderate shita. The Gra paskins like the most makil. The Mishnah Berurah says you can rely on the Vilna Gaon in a Shas Adchak. So you have to figure out what a Shas Adchak is. But at the end of the day, everyone would agree that if the normal rules of Maisa Shabbos is that if a malacha is done on Shabbos, by Motzai Shabbos, you should be allowed to get benefit from it. By Motzai Shabbos, a person, it's on Shabbos, you can't, but by Motzai Shabbos, you should be allowed to get benefit from it, especially if you're not the person that the melacha was done for. So where did this thing come from that the Shulchan Aruch says, by a house, in Nachol Nahachmir, no one should ever go into the house? It's so much more chamor than both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And only that, the Magen Avram writes, even after B'Kitei Sheyasu, it's not just that you wait the amount of time it would have taken to have it built had they not been building on Shabbos. No, forever, the Magen Avram says. That's what it means. Forever. You're not supposed to go into it. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Yotah says that when the Chai Adam writes that for Acherim it's Mutter after B'Kitei Sheyasu, that's only speaking Meikar Adin. But the Nachol Nahachmir is nobody should ever go into it. So, There are two places where this comes from. One place is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara in Gittin says that if you're Noteya or Zoreya on Shabbos, then you need to uproot it. Now that's surprising. We just learned the whole sugya that if you're Mevashal on Shabbos, you don't need to throw it out. You just need to wait X amount of time. But no one says you need to throw it out. So where does this come from? Noteya or Zoreya on Shabbos, you need to uproot the whole Netiya, the whole Zriya. So there are four Mahalchim as to why there's a difference between planting on the one hand and cooking on the other hand, and then we'll have to plug in building, right? Where does building fit in that chiluk? So one mahalich is the Bir Halacha says that you're only able to benefit on Motzei Shabbos if the knas is evident on Shabbos itself. I mean, if you cook a delicious steak on Shabbos and then you don't eat it for the rest of Shabbos, it's very evident that there's a knas in place. So then you could benefit from it on Motzei Shabbos. But when you plant something on Shabbos and then you don't eat the delicious fruits that grow from that on Shabbos, it's because there are no fruits yet, meaning it takes a long time for things to grow. So there's no knas that's evident at that time. Now, if you were to apply that to building, where does building fit? Is that more like Bishul, or is that more like, Noteya? So it seems it's a little bit more like Bishul, because as soon as you finish building, you have something. Every malacha that you did, you have it, and then you're not using it the rest of that Shabbos. A second mahalich is the Shita of the Tos Yom Tov and the Tver Yisrael in the second part of Masechet Trumas, that a plant can be uprooted. A cooked food, you can't undo the cooking. You can't turn it raw again. You can't say, I shouldn't have cooked this steak. Snap your fingers. Now it's raw and it's bleeding again. It doesn't work that way. Whereas a plant, you can undo it. Where would that put building? Like a plant or like a... That would seem to put building in the category of a plant. You can unbuild. Bona and Sosar are twin malachos, right? They're opposite malachos. You can destroy it. Then there's the Mishnah Rishona that says, that on the Mishnah Masechet Shumas as well, that we make a knas based on what your intention is with the malacha. When you cook, you only want it for that day, so we make you wait. When you plant, you want it to last for a long time in the future, so we uproot it, because your intention is that it should be forever and ever. Where does that put building? Intention is probably also that it should be forever and ever, right? So that would put building in the same category as planting. And then there's the Mahalich of the Stipler. The Stipler in Pilas Yaakov suggests that the effect of the planting keeps on going after Shabbos, meaning your malacha keeps on aggravating itself. You did a malacha on Shabbos, and then it keeps happening because it keeps growing and it keeps taking further root in the ground, even after Shabbos is over. So uproot it! Stop it! Stop it from happening already! So it's a dynamic thing. Whereas when you cook, and then it's over. Then it's cooked. So where would that put building? In the category of cooking, right? Meaning the building doesn't continue to develop on its own after you finish building. So Reb Zilberstein has a tshuva where he tries to suggest that whether there's actually an isser to go into a house that was built with it, or whether you have to destroy the house that was built on Shabbos, will depend on these four mahalchim. But if you look in the Beis Yosef, on that if in Shulchan Aruch, and you look back in the Beis Yosef, where the Mechaber is actually coming from, where he's actually coming from is not from there. It's from a Gemara Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara says that somebody built a house for Marzutra Breder of Nachman outside the Tchum, and Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinna wouldn't walk into the house. Now, Kablanos outside the Tchum is technically Mutter, but it's not appropriate for an Adam Chashuv to go into the house, appropriate for an Adam Chashuv to be Machmir. And that's what it's based on. That's what this halacha is based on. That even though, strictly speaking, it was technically, there's technically no Isser, but an Adam Chashuv should be Machmir. The Rabbi Yeruchim says, you see from here, you shouldn't go into a house that's built Be'isser. Now, the Ravid says that the case wasn't really a Kablanus case, because if it was a case of Kablanus, where you're just paying the person for the job, then they would have gone in. Then they wouldn't have taken this extra chumrah. But the rationale is that apparently when you build a house, it's something that's very much b'farhesia, and therefore an adam chashuv should be very very strict about it. So even though it's proper not to live in such a house or use it, you would be allowed to sell it. You'd be allowed to get benefit from it, the Mishnah Berurah writes. How long does the Isser stay in effect? So it seems until you either destroy the house or redo the house, remodel the house, or until no one remembers that it was built on Shabbos, and that will take a long, long time. Rav Zilberstein has a discussion of a Baal Tshuva. Rav Zilberstein was asked, a guy was a Baal Tshuva, and he would work, he was an Israeli, so he was off on Shabbat anyway, but he was very handy. So every Saturday, he would build his house. He would just build a little more of his house every single Saturday. And then he became a Baal Tshuva. And now he wants to know, does he have to burn his house down? Right? Meaning like his entire house was built on Shabbos. So Rav Zilberstein put together a number of tzadim lahakel yesh makom lahakel lo lahachrivis abinyan. He says that, and he goes through that analysis of the four shittos we said before. Here are the heterim. The Rama writes that im hisni yisrael meinu yehudi shlo lasos lo malach b'shabbos vein yehudi aso bal karcho lemar lahashem malachto in lachush. If you tell the non-Jew, I don't want you working on Shabbos, and he does it anyway, then you don't have to worry about it. That's his, he didn't listen to your instructions. You tried your best. The Rama says, then you don't have to worry about this. Second of all, the Magen Avraham says that this is all when Maisa Shabbos was violated. But by a Kablan, there really is Me'ikra Din, not a Maisa Shabbos issue when it's Kablan. It's when you're just paying him as a contractor for the job. It's only a Maris Ha'ayin issue. It's not a real Amira L'Nachri issue. So you could be Mekel B'Diavid. Ramesha writes this way in the Tshuva. That's the Ikra Kula over here. Ramesha writes in Chel Gimel Simen Lamed Hey, he's dealing with also a more complicated case. There were six partners and only one of them was from, and he told them he doesn't want them instructing the contractor to work, and the other five partners said, and then they told them to work on Shabbos anyway. He had a more complicated situation. But Ramesha says, everyone knows that everyone who works on these jobs in America is a Kablan. It's not even really a Maris Ha'ayin. So you don't do it. It's not the yeshivish thing to do, to have someone building your house on Shabbos. But everyone knows that it's a Kablan. Therefore, this whole thing won't apply. A third Kula, the Marsham in Chel Gimel, Simon Chav Gimel, says that once it's sold to a Nachri, it's mutter to buy and to use it. But you have to be careful not to do it b'derech harama. You want to make sure that it's a real valid sale to a Nachri, which would not apply in the case that I was asked about, because it was sold to a Jew. And then the fourth kula is that it's important to remember that all of this is only a nachon lahachmir. The Ikra Din is that it should follow all the normal rules of Maisa Shabbos. And that's why in the Tshuvas She'ela Shalom, Madura Tinyana, Simon Memtes, he allowed a case of an Adam Chashuv Umaforsam who paid many months' rent up front in advance and only later discovered that the home was built on Shabbos, that it could be Mekel, because it wouldn't be simple to find an equivalent home. And that was in the case of an actual Schir Yom, not Kablanos. But in the case of Kablanos, L'chora, you have ample room to be Mekel. Okay, everyone have a great day.